Just take a moment to settle our hearts before the Lord tonight. Be very intentional as we come to this service and to His presence. There are some things maybe that are distracting us. Just life, busyness of a day, a situation, a problem back home. Maybe tired. Let's just come and ask the Lord to just prepare our hearts for what He would have for us tonight. He has bid us come. Jesus. 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 Jesus, Lord, we come. Jesus, we come. We yield ourselves, God. Jesus, we come, Lord. Jesus, we come. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Let's sing that, number 233, Red Books, 233. Thank you. Lord. Thank you for your presence here. That you have purpose for each of us, Lord, in this moment to be here. Lord, we believe that you desire tonight to form us, to shape us, to fill us, make us more like Jesus. Purge us of sin, O God, cleanse our heart. Take us from darkness into your marvelous light, O God. Yes. Renew us tonight. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Yes. Strengthen us, O God. Establish us. Plant our feet on a firm rock tonight, we pray. Lord, we need you. Help us, Lord, to not miss opportunity. Minister to our children and our young people in the village and the cottage tonight, God, for the counselors. Would you draw near to them? Every need, God. Every need, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hymn number 127 in our white books. Would you stand as we sing? Forward to the next few days with a few special happenings. Tomorrow evening we'll be focusing and celebrating the 80th anniversary of Pilgrim Camp. So for each period there's going to be at least one meeting of emphasis on that, reflecting and testimony. And so we're going to share a little bit about the history of Pilgrim Camp. Some of you, I trust, as you come, you'll be bold and brave. You can consider already maybe a testimony of what God has done for you here over the years at Pilgrim Camp. And we have a wide spectrum. I don't know how many are here. How many were here 80 years ago when camp began? Anybody, like, part of camp 80 years ago? Only three left in the world? Who are they?
They were Billy Cooper.
Okay.
Sarah Klaus.
Yes.
And Carly Sellers, a little boy.
Okay. Wow, I didn't realize we were getting that slim. But we've got a lot of us who've been here since. And so we won't hear from those who were here in the beginning. Will they be up here later this summer?
I'm afraid not.
Okay.
Well,
okay. But there's a long history represented here in this room, and I know many more are coming in tomorrow to camp. And so if there's something maybe that God really did and marked you here at camp over the years, we probably don't have enough time for everybody to do that. But give some thought to it. So even if you don't get to share it, you'll have spent a little bit of time reflecting and remembering what God did for you here at camp. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow evening, and then Saturday, of course, Independence Day, and this is a big one. You've seen some of the flags and the decorations already around camp, and we do want to remember our history. We'll do that in some different ways, but we certainly want to pray, and we'll take some time, especially in the morning, to just look to the Lord and seek Him as a people for our country. And so we'll talk more about that then. And then Saturday evening, we'll have a little bit of a different schedule. We'll let you know what that is when we get closer. But typically we have a beach night on Thursday night, which would be right now. Aren't you glad you're not sitting on the beach at 125 degrees out? And we were spared that tonight. But Saturday evening, we'll have a time to do that. Usually our neighbors, right about dark, put on a big display. I hope they have a bigger one this year for the 250th. I suspect they will. And then also in the afternoon, we'll be having a celebration out on the lawn. Weather permitting, Lord permitting, we'll have our lunch out there. There'll be some games and just kind of fellowship. And so Saturday will kind of be a fun day like that. Again, looking forward to other people who'll be here to join us. So, yes. Okay. Okay. Meal up there, dessert and party down here. So you'll get that information as we get closer and through the day. But it'll be a busy weekend of excitement. So we're looking forward to that.